Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you very much. If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Jewish.
Thank you. And now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you certainly certain? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, below, there is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Jobs and economy, property taxes, housing, criminal justice reform, crime and violence, legalizing marijuana, transportation, healthcare, access to abortion, city budget and spending, racial inequality, education, or other?
Well, that was a lot. I think you had said criminal, no, I'm trying to think, crime, whatever one you said under crime was one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, can you repeat? I hate to say, education is one, so that's two. And then it was one of the top ones you said.
Jobs and economy, property
nope.
taxes,
mm-mm.
housing, criminal justice reform, legalizing marijuana.
Criminal justice, I think, you know what, housing. I'll say housing.
Okay, so your choices were housing, crime and violence, and education.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of them, of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first
okay.
one on the list is the Columbus Police.
8.
Zach Klein.
8.
Shannon Harding.
9.
Emmanuel Remy.
9.
Melissa Green.
4.
Farhan Jetty.
5.
Chris Weich.
Who is that?
Chris Weich.
0. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Andrew Ginther.
9.
Adrian Hood. Adrian.
7.
Okay.
Yes, 7.
Then we have the Columbus City Council.
None.
Lois, Gil?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Five.
And Nancy Day Okawa?
Zero. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Nick Bankston?
Oh, nine.
Thank you very much. Now, mm-hmm. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, mm-hmm. regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the city of the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one is, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction.
I think they're going in the right direction, so the first one.
Okay, thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Remy.
If the November election of the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Nick Bankston.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Okawa or Louise Gill?
I don't know neither one. I'm not sure.
And if you had to choose, would you vote for Nancy Okawa or Louise Gill?
Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate of the City Council. A 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for the City Council in November 2023. The first one is Emmanuel Remy. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families.
I will give him a 10. He's doing a great job.
Thank you. The next one is Adrian Hood. Is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, and Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for City Council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code.
5.
Thank you. Now, sometimes in surveys like this, people's opinions change. Sometimes they don't. But if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Remy.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you, once again, some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. The next one, what is Farhan Chetty? Farhan Chetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Chetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as a vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community.
7.
Thank you. The next one is Nick Bankston. Is a Columbus city council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents.
9.
Thank you. Once again, sometimes in surveys like these, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the city Columbus, for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Chetty?
Nick Bankston.
Thank you. Next, once again, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Please rate the statement, once again, of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. The next one in our list is Luis Gil. Is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, the city civic association, and community groups across the city, and listening to personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation.
6.
The next one is Nancy Day Alkauer. She's a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities.
8.
Thank you. Once again, sometimes in surveys like these, people minds change, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Alkauer or Luis Gil?
Gil.
Thank you. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate A, to make a Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street? Or candidate B, to make Colombo safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling.
A.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Mm-hmm. Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions the Colombo City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
The first one is, the Colombo City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record ceiling program under the legislation. An arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does, I'm sorry, let me restart the second one. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record.
Oh, 4.
The next one is, the Colombo City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition, assistance, scholarships, and dedicated advisor to hundreds of Colombo City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market.
8.
The next one is, the Colombo City Council passed gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms.
10.
The Colombo City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the North Shore, in the Short North.
6.
Thank you very much. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio? Or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to abortion in Ohio? Or are you still undecided?
Ooh. Oh, there's so much more into that. I still think I will vote no.
Is it a more lean to no or no oppose the amendment?
Leaning towards no.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system?
9.
We just want to know if you support it or oppose it.
Oh, support it.
And would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Ooh. Hey, But we lean more toward the Democrat, Republican, or neither? Neither?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
And last year, in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Best estimate, 100, I'll just say 100,000.
What?
Our income in 2020. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and this concludes our survey. We thank you for your time, and have a pleasant day.
Can we go back and change one?
Oh.
Is it possible?
No.
The very first question. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, but that's great. I'm glad I was able to help.
Okay, thank you very much. You've been very
kind. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Thank you.